Hello and welcome to Tiny Victories, the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. And each week on the show, no matter that none of us will ever be as brilliant as Zayla Avant-Garde, we are going to share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed, even though we'll never, ever be as amazing and humble and just everything great as her.
Did you want to say more about that?
No, I think I said a lot.
That's right. So thanks for joining us. For the next 15 minutes or so, we invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop worrying about giving your dog COVID. And I'll stop worrying about the crime syndicate stealing cooking oil in Buffalo.
And I'll stop worrying about getting bitten by a python while sitting on the commode.
Oof. And now, let's get tiny.
Yes, coming up on the show, we have a hotline call from Cindy, who has fond memories of time spent at Walmart, probably because she never worked there because retail big box jobs are hard.
Plus, Joanne shares a poignant memory about a secret trip to the dentist. Bet you didn't even know that was possible.
I did not. But first, this week's episode is sponsored by Lifespan Fitness. So Lifespan Fitness, our sponsor, is dedicated to making fitness accessible and affordable, and they believe that the office should help you work and feel better. Or when I say office, I mean the space a couple of feet from my bed where I have a desk set up.
Wherever you're managing to work these days.
Yes, they offer underdesk treadmills and exercise bikes. I have the underdesk treadmill.
Nice.
The Life Fitness treadmill and bike desks help you make the most out of your, you know, workspace. And one of the things that's really amazing about it for me right now is that there's a fucking heat wave in Los Angeles. You cannot go outside and exercise.
Oh.
So I've got my treadmill in my house. And if you already have a standing desk, you can just put this treadmill underneath
it. So you work when you're on the treadmill. You're walking and working.
Yeah, I find it helps relax my brain. It keeps me like, it's sort of like if I was smoking cigarettes or chewing gum, like you're doing something else. But I'm also exercising, getting those endorphins. And you can get your Lifespan Fitness treadmill or your bike, put it under your desk, or if you need the complete setup, Lifespan also sells the desk equipment as a combo.
Nice. You can visit lifespanfitness.com and use code TINY at checkout for 5% off. That's lifespanfitness.com and code TINY.
Yes. And before we start today's episode, I want to acknowledge that House and I and Swisher, our producer, are all in the same place for the first time since we started the show. Because of COVID, we were scattered to the winds and we're all in the studio together. It's kind of amazing. We can see each other in real time.
Yeah, it's a tiny victory for tiny victories. We're all under one roof.
It is. And the first thing we're going to do on the show together is to listen to a call we got on our Tiny Victory hotline from Cindy about the Erin Hang episode and her own story. I know. I love that, Laura. I love that you brought that tiny victory to us.
Hi, Annabelle and Laura. This is Cindy. I just listened to your episode about the Erin Hang, and it made me think of a couple things. One, my best friend in grad school would always go on Walmart runs with me, and that's the only time he and I could ever spend time together. And for basically an entire year, he was with me when I restocked on lady supplies, and I just found that hilarious. The other was, I am the youngest in a very large family, and so I would go grocery shopping with my mom all the time, and that was the only time we got one-on-one time. And so I really cherished that, and to this day, I love grocery shopping. Thanks for the show. Bye.
I love that so much. So for me, it was similar. This Cindy started way before I did, but, I've been doing this thing, and now there's a word for it, and other people are doing it, and I don't know. It's a weird kind of double discovery, and after it aired, I got a text from my sister-in-law of when her daughter, who's in her 30s now, was six, and she's like, this was my favorite Erin Hang, and it was them at the store like that. I just love like you're goofing off, trying on hats and sunglasses, and have a fun day, even though you're getting your errands done.
I love this story and I love the Erin Hang for a number of reasons. One of the things I also think about it is that when we think about how we get together with friends, sometimes it's very much in our society, like related around like, let's go get a drink around alcohol.
Yeah. Yes.
Or like spending a lot of money on a meal. And what I do with my friends, I've never done an Erin Hang. I really want to do it now. But
goals.
What I do is I go for walks or hiking. And,
yeah.
And you know, it's just funny. I mean, of course, a lot of people do that
too.
You
do the exercise hang.
We do an exercise hang. And anytime we can challenge the sort of notion of traditional ideas of how you get together and share time with people, it's a really good thing because a lot of us don't drink or a lot of us don't want to spend a lot of money on a meal. But for me, also, what I love about this story is it reminded me of the Bed Bath & Beyond ritual that you do when your kid is going back to college.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's their launch.
Yes, it's become sort of a thing. And I like to be an anti-consumption person, but there was something great about taking this list physically, because you could do it online. Bed Bath & Beyond offers a whole like college registry, of course. But going to the store with your kid and pushing the shopping cart, and you see other parents with their kid pushing the shopping cart, and you just sort of feel like you're just participating in something. And a lot of people didn't even have the chance to do that in the last year with college being remote. Like, it's more like, you know, how's it going over there in your bedroom or, you know, or in the kitchen or, you know, it's so this little ritual, I think, is going to be really nice when people get to do that for the fall. It's just something sort of special when you're like, here is your own duvet cover.
I love that too. It's the opposite of homecoming. It's homegoing.
Yeah.
You're launching. Going somewhere else. You're finding a new home. And I remember, I have not had children, but I remember being that kid, and there was something, I had made choices, but you're really making choices. My mom really didn't care which bed cover I got. Like, it was kind of like, who am I? Who am I going to be? Who do I want to be? Am I?
Yeah. I mean, it looks like, and you could say, well, that's about buying and consumption, but it was also about like, you pick your things out for the first time. You grow up in a house with these items that come to you. I mean, if you're fortunate enough to have that, let's just say it's a privilege, but Ezra picked out what they wanted, but also there was something about also the agency of now you will be cleaning your own toilet.
Getting your own cleaning supplies for the first time. Don't want them. Got to use them.
Yeah. So there's also a sense of taking care of yourself too. So,
okay, we're going to take a quick break so you can hear from another show on the network. And when we come back, we'll hear from Joanne about a secret visit to the dentist.
Hello, I'm Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
And we host Still Buffering, a cross-generational guide to the culture that made us.
Every week, we share media that made us who we are. Things like Archie Comics,
Sailor Moon,
and lots of Taylor Swift.
And now that Riley's an adult, it comes with 100% more butts.
And now I am totally comfortable with it.
So check out new episodes of Still Buffering every Thursday on MaximumFun.org.
Butts, butts, butts. Join in, Riley. Butts, butts, butts,
butts, butts, butts, butts, butts, butts, butts, butts,
butts. Welcome back to Tiny Victories. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gerwich. So back in May, House, we did an episode about family secrets. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Author Liz Brown called the hotline to tell us about a family secret she uncovered about her great grand uncle's affair with a man named Harrison Post, set in the backdrop of 1920s Hollywood. Super juicy, lots of intrigue, you know, the kind of lavish story you'd read about in a book.
Yeah, and you can read about it in a book because Liz Brown's book, Twilight Man, is that story. And in that episode, Laura, we talked about our own mom's secrets as well.
So listener Joanne called in the hotline in response to that show, and here's some hot goss that she learned from her mother. Take a listen.
She told me a time in high school when she had to have a tooth pulled. her parents were immigrants from Italy, and they really didn't speak English, and they really weren't acclimated so much. But she and her sisters were the first to go to school and learn the language and be the teachers and bring it home. She figures out to go to the dentist, leave high school, walk to the dentist, get her tooth pulled, come back to school. I don't know how she paid for it. She never even told her parents she did it. And I said, Mom, you mean you didn't even go home and talk about it? And she said, well, what were they going to do? What could they have done? I said, they could have hugged you and said, oh, my God, you did that all by yourself. You had a toothache I didn't know about. But that's how she was raised. So that's how, you know, I was raised.
That is beautiful and gutting. I'm so glad she called in with that story.
I know. You know, what I was thinking about is that generation of immigrants was called the silent generation. And not because they weren't talkers, but they didn't talk about these, like...
They weren't complaining.
They weren't complainers. And I just think it's so hard to fathom that now everybody has so to true. Announce everything that they do instantly. My foot hurts. It's on Twitter.
Like, yeah, any minor inconveniences. An affront. Who don't you know who I am?
Yeah, that just would not happen today. Yeah. Also, just the idea that she like arranged to do it herself. And...
I'm so moved by that. What I heard too that Joanne didn't mention, but that we got to witness, she didn't get that hug from her mom, but she got that hug from her daughter. I'm crying. She got that compassion a generation later from someone who could express it and who did understand it in a different way. I mean, if that's not a tiny victory, I don't know what is. It's that it's very, very big, but also...
Like a lifetime later, she gets rewarded with an emotional support.
Exactly. And 1,000%, that's not why she told her the story.
Right.
Like, there's no question. Right. That is not why she told her the story, but that's... That's something so beautiful about that. It also made me think of I'm Gen X. I mean, if you had to go to the doctor, you got a trip to McDonald's after or, you know, like I don't know when it started, but if you go to the dentist, you get like candy after, like the exact wrong thing to get, or, you know, and first of all, you try not to go, you lie to not go. I mean, it was such a different way I was raised.
Yeah.
Complain about it before, after, during.
Also, just I picture this young girl doing this. It was very evocative and moving, and we both just kind of were speechless by that tiny little act of bravery and also the compassion for her parents. Like, her parents
didn't want to bother them.
On their,
what are they going to do? No, it was incredible. Yeah, the whole thing. And then having the next generation acknowledge that in that beautiful way.
I wonder
if I
can tell a story like that to my kid and then they'll do something nice for me. That's where I'm taking this.
Well, new goal.
Self-interest.
You let me know how that goes.
Nice. I'm going to let you know.
I want to know all the stories that didn't work and then the one that did. I want to hear the 9 fails and then the one, the one off.
I have to pay my kid to take out the cat litter.
Ouch.
Okay, that's it for this week's show. Thanks to Cindy and Joanne for calling our Tiny Victory Hotline.
Yes, and thank you to everyone who calls in. We may not be able to share your victory right away, but we love doing episodes sharing listener victories, so please keep them coming. You can call the Tiny Victory Hotline at 323-285-1675.
You can also record your Tiny Victory on the Voice Memo app of your choice. Email us the audio. Our email is tinyvictories@maximumfun.org. Help us get the word out about the show, won't you? Please tell your friends, family, any children who are on their way to the dentist alone that you think need a bit of goodness.
And please stop and help them. Another way you can help is by leaving us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and writing a review.
It can be super short. You can be like, hey, this show is awesome. Everybody should be listening to it. But, you know, maybe I'm biased.
Thanks, Swish.
We love bias, by the way.
I know. I love when our producer Swisher jumps in. And be sure to follow us on social media. Our show handle is at GetTinyPod on both Instagram and Twitter. To follow us individually, you can follow me at LaGerwitch.
And my handle is at I'm Laura House. Thanks to Brian Swartz for our theme music. Our producer is Laura Swisher.
We'll see you next week. In the meantime, may you have shopping carts full of tiny victories that family members will discover generations from now.
This is a production of Maximum Fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.